brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello? Come on in. Make yourself comfortable and settle in. This is another sud segment where our motto is drink, belch, and repeat.
It sounds like a t-shirt.
It is a t-shirt waiting to happen.
It is a t-shirt waiting to happen. I think we'll have to make that happen.
You'll find it now in the Suds merch store.
Right, yeah, there we go, yeah.
Yes.
What did you do? Yes, I bought that.
The Sip Suds and Smokes in the Shameless store. Commerce division of Sip Suds and Smokes.
I think it's perfect for us.
As opposed to our regular t-shirt, bite me, Dave.
Wow. Give Mike the raspberry.
Please. Well, I am your hostess, good old gal, Juliana, and with me today...
Boss.
And darn straight. With me today at the table is good old boy Dave.
Hey, at least I'm housebroken.
Well, that's debatable, but thanks for playing.
What's that wet spot on the carpet?
Exactly. Work in progress. Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
The rug really tied the room together.
I like that. That's good. Very good. Can I be Donnie?
Wow. Good old boy Mike?
I am playing the part of Donnie. I am good old boy Mike. Thank you.
And that's an awesome shirt you're sporting today.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you for trying.
I'm trying to stay in the spirit of the season. That is correct.
Cool.
Bite me, Dave.
That's what she said.
Good old boy Sparky.
Obviously, you're not a golfer.
No. Sorry. But I'm glad you're here. Because we share so much today.
We do. This is so cool. I can't wait to you know the answers.
I think they ganged up on us.
And we do not.
I think that's it. They compared all their tastes.
Our Vulcan.
Let's get Mike.
Team J mind meld.
This might be one of the most divisive flights we've had.
That's true. I agree.
Yes. You know what? Actually, as we were deciding this episode and on our ratings, there was a choreographed knife fight that broke out. Yeah. It got
the
a little
jets and the oh shark
was. It
lots
was
of
awesome.
Kung Fu fighting.
Maria, I just met.
Okay, so let's get to it. Today we're going to look at a specific style of beer, in particular, barrel aged stouts.
What?
It is the season for that. Sure, why not? We're going to taste and rate them like we always do. But today, here's the kicker. We're going to talk about how much they cost and are they worth the cost? But first, this sud segment is brought to you by...
Are you lonely? Have you tried meeting people who interest you, but you just can't find any? Have all the dating apps let you down? Maybe you need Imaginary Friend. It's the new social app that lets you avoid real relationships. No chance of being disappointed because it's all in your head. That's Imaginary Friend. Available for download absolutely nowhere.
Barrel-aged stouts. You know I love them, and you know that you love them, especially this time of year. There aren't a lot of things better on a cold winter evening than a big, luscious stout.
That's what she said.
Packed with flavor and even that little touch of boozy warmth. Just to, you know, get right here. There are tons of them around. Way more than we could cover here.
Way more.
It's true.
But we found some. And most we've all heard of or at least had before. And we're going to try them today and talk about what we liked and what we didn't like. And the biggest thing is, were they worth what we paid for? But first, good old boy Kendall, honor us, please, with the Suds ratings for today.
We'll be discussing and rating these beers with these Suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. 2. Was that a belch? 3. Ah, what a relief. 4. A body should really not make that sound. And 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
You know, I have to say, good old boy Kendall's not feeling all that well today, but I think his voice sounds even more manly.
Well, he did it in such a Michigan style, you know, delivery, which was direct to the point, quick and efficient.
It was quite forceful.
I like that.
I'm a fan.
Michigana.
Well done.
I think it's Michigan barrel aged, right?
Oh,
yes.
Michigana.
Michigana.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So let's get to the beer. So let's talk about this. So there is a blind tasting of 8 barrel aged beers that are here in front of us. Beer. Yes. My co-host drank the stouts out of number cups, and of course, I know what's going on, but they don't know.
That's your favorite part of all this.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think this is all a head trip. This is it.
No, and I love,
know what's going on.
I love doing these blind tasting episodes when Juliana knows what's going on and like the looks on her face, and you can't read her. I mean, she's having so much fun.
Oh my gosh.
But, you know, we'll make a comment about something and she's just like,
you're not even close.
With all due respect, like, remember, I'm saying with all due respect, that idea ain't worth a velvet painting of a whale and a dolphin getting it on.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I know which beer is which, and I'm going to reveal them as we go, but it'll be interesting to talk about the tasting and the price points, etc.
That's true.
And I may even have a curveball or two. We'll see.
So, I think one of the lead-in things about this style of beer is, so, you know, barrel-aged stouts are traditionally kind of on the higher end of the price spectrum. I mean, you know, a lot of these beers tend to, you know, command a bit of a premium price point. I know a lot of us, you know, we kind of look at these beers and go,
dang,
I'm not going to pay $25 for that, you know?
And that's probably like the only time, like the only people that buck the curve on that is like Lagunitas. Like somehow it's like almost free for their stuff. It's
cheap. Well, compared to some of the other people, you know, because these beers are a bit more labor intensive, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, they have the expense of getting the barrels.
Paying for it.
Having space for the barrels.
Yep.
The extra time they spend in the barrel that they're not selling the beer. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it should be more expensive in theory than like a regular stout or whatever.
But at the same, at the end of the day, I want to go, if I'm paying more, I want to get more on the back end, you know? So is the bang worth the buck?
This so is a result. Just to recap, he likes to pay more to get it in.
To get more bang
in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bang for the buck.
That's what she said.
Sorry.
Gosh.
I thought he said bang in the back.
Back end. He said he wants to get pay more to get more bang in
bang in the back end.
If Mike can get more in the back end, he's willing to pay more.
Please. I think we all learned something today.
If you would like to fast forward through this section of the episode, this is that magical moment if you'd like to do that.
You know what? I don't have that button.
Spoiler alert. We've all been drinking barrel-aged stouts.
We are not going to fast forward through anything.
Help me.
Tell us more about Mike's back end.
I'm paying more.
Oh, gosh.
To get more bang.
And the only good thing.
This episode degraded at 8 minutes and 16 seconds.
Actually, you were close. It was 9 minutes.
I was close.
And 12 seconds.
That's good.
Yeah.
15 seconds in, I knew we were doomed.
Yes. The only redeeming quality about this style beer, though, is that it will age well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
sort of.
There's
unlike
that.
Mike.
Yes. Well, that's another episode for another time. Okay. So we are going to start off with our top 3 out of the 8.
And we're all dying.
Yes. So in the top 3, our third favorite one, I'm going to give you a little brief description about this, okay?
Because you know what it is.
Because I know what it is.
Because she is the boss.
Because I am the boss.
What number was this again?
This was number one.
Oh, okay.
Wait, yeah. Number one.
So beer number one is number three.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love these shows. Number one's number three, and we gave it a four. Right.
What was, okay, so this is coming in at a 9% ABV.
All right.
Oh, okay? That's nothing.
Right. So it's produced in the tradition of 18th century English brewers who supplied the court of Catherine the Great.
Oh, wow. So this is a recipe.
This right. Got to be a Rasputin.
So it seems to develop a cult following wherever it goes. It's does rich, it? Intense, love, you know, complex flavors, and a warming finish.
Wow, I'm ashamed to say that. So my tasting notes actually started where they're watery, sweet, light, and icky.
Oh, was, that's what, nice.
Yes, and Juliana and I were right.
Yes.
Well, I think that might have been true when we were drinking these along a lot of. If this super is cold. Old Raspy, this one's not the barrel aged version, right?
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't. I there's just, no you know way what? This just, is a barrel
just,
age.
Just talk about how you like the beer, whether
I liked
you like
it or not. Yeah. I thought it was great.
I mean, this is a classic. I love this beer.
This was the first thing we tried. I did it by number myself, and I think that was an interesting way to kind of start things off because this was a non-barrel aged beer, right? Yeah. This is the only non-barrel aged beer?
Right. This was the curve ball.
Oh, I see what you did. And,
in the scheme of things, this was the curve.
If you're a fan of Silicon Valley, this is Guilfoyle's regular go-to beer.
Yes. So the interesting thing about this, so for a 22-ounce bottle, we have, it's 23 cents an ounce, otherwise $4.99 a bottle.
It's a steal.
My God, for a bomber.
Right.
Yeah. That's amazing. God bless you, North Coast.
I mean, it really is. Oh, well.
So this is the regular Raspy.
This is the regular
Russian Imperial Stout.
Yes. This is OG Old Raspy.
This is
North Coast Brewing Company.
Yeah. And we rated this a four.
I forgot where my buttons
We'll be were. Back in just a minute with some more.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today is an interesting episode because we are talking about barrel aged stouts. We're doing a blind tasting of them.
And you start with not a barrel aged stout.
That's fooled you. And we're deciding. Is the price right for these beers?
That had to have been the cheapest bottle, right, of the whole mix.
So what's the price per ounce or price bottle?
23 cents an ounce.
Yes, it's $4.99 for a bottle. Okay, so what we just discussed, if you're just tuning in, is we talked about the North Coast Old Rasputin. This is our third favorite one out of the flight. It is 23 cents an ounce or $4.99. For a 22-ounce bottle.
I am going to say no. And it's just, which is really sad because, I mean, I love Rasputin. I really think of it as a reference standard, you know, in the hallows of Imperial Stout, in Imperial Russian Stout for that. Mm-hmm. This and the Cigar City
Marshall Zukov.
Marshall Zukov are, you know, probably stand up as, you know, one of the, you know, top examples, you know, in this style. But it's interesting tasting it blind today. I just think that there are a lot other beers, you know, that are in this style that are probably at a better price point.
But you're not going to get 22 ounces of another Russian Imperial Stout for $5.
Well, so one thing that stands out is the wide distribution of this.
Yeah.
So this is something that you're going to find all over the place.
Which is a plus.
A real plus. And so I would say if you're in that moment where you're like, wow, I don't know anything about that stout that is made at, you know, Bud's, you know, beer emporium down the street versus, you know, the North Coast Rasputin, I'll take the Rasputin all day long.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, sorry, like, you got $5, you know, where you can't even get a pint at a lot of craft, you know, tap rooms.
Yeah.
Of anything, bomber. You know, you can get a bomber for $5 of a really solid Russian Imperial Stout that you can get at almost any state in the United States at any beer store. That's a pretty good deal. I feel like this is a,
you know, beer, again, you know, the only other thing that springs to mind in that format is like Lagunitas's bombers because they're about that same price
you
point.
You have to be at a big distribution chain. You
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it falls in that category. I would probably pick this if I didn't know anything else about what was on the menu.
Yeah.
Now, moving on, we're going to go to the next one. And the next one is number 6. And give me your tasting notes on number 6 and what you guys thought of it.
Good. Smoke. Sparky. Smoke. I thought it was kind of like a barrel-aged Rausch beer at first.
Yeah, I'm not really getting the smoke. I thought it had a nice roasty bitterness
to
it.
I think it's a little coffee. I think
maybe
it's
not now.
I think it's what you guys are, one of you is interpreting as smoke is a very heavy roast.
No. And maybe that now that it's gotten warmer and opened up, I absolutely could see that.
My top pick of the flight, I actually wrote down coffee as my very first tasting note. I really thought that the bitterness that was presenting up front on this, it's very rich, decadent. I really love the great bitter finish off this.
Very dry.
You know, I just, this is my top of the entire
flight. Does it come across as barrel aged to you?
Yeah, it did. I could tell that this wasn't something that... It wasn't one-dimensional. It had the aspect of having some barrel-aged quality about it. But it was that coffee thing that really caught me up front that I thought was the predominant taste.
That's the thing is, like, quality. It's almost like it could just be a coffee stout to me.
I really thought it was a coffee stout.
Yeah. Yeah.
One of the things I noticed about this beer, and I still kind of get it, it was, I think, more carbonated than the rest. Mm. And that carbonation is helping kind of those flavors pop and dance a little bit. And that's sharpens where I'm getting things up. Yeah. And that's where I was getting that kind of coffee, bitter dryness was accentuated by the carbonation.
Too,
Interesting. Mm. Which is really interesting.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Twisted.
So this one is coming in at 11.3%.
It's actually a cream ale.
It doesn't taste like it.
But, and this is shocking that you're, well, it's shocking but interesting that you're rating it above what our last beer was.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Did you just?
Because this is...
B.A.
The barrel-aged old Rasputin.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So, I really love the complexity that, you know, got brought to, you know, dropping. And this is one of those times where I'll just flat out say it in a blind tasting. The barrel elevated the beer dramatically.
Yes.
If I was at a restaurant and didn't know what to order.
Yeah, all right.
I know, right?
So, I'll have what she's having.
So now, okay, comparison of old Rasputin versus the barrel-aged old Rasputin. Okay, now granted, it's a 500 ml versus, or 16.9 ounce versus the 22 ounce, which was
the original.
The original. Oh, the barrel-aged old Rasputin is $19.99 a bottle versus the $4.99 bottle of the OG.
So the price per ounce is double?
Yeah.
It's actually more than double.
What's the price per ounce?
It's $1.18 an ounce versus the 23 cents an ounce.
Is this basically three times retail for the So it, you said
it's,
20,
it's like four times as much.
Yeah. I would love to know what bourbon they used for this, because I mean, generally when you have barrel aging, you get notes of vanilla and right. you know.
I didn't get anything from the barrel.
I didn't get any wood.
Yeah.
That's what she said. It's early. Maybe I should pay more. Early.
Yeah, I know, right? But no, I would love to know what kind of bourbon and how long this was aged. I'm gonna go with
Zane. I know, right?
I think it was a Beam barrel.
Maybe.
Yeah, that would be my really.
That's your guess.
Well,
you know what? They have a lot of barrels for a lot of beer, so right. you could get it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna say though, I don't think. It was better enough. Wait.
Better enough?
Yeah.
You shouldn't say that because that's grammatically incorrect.
I don't think the flavor.
Mo better.
It was much mo better.
What had happened was we tried some beers.
I'm just going to say, like, if I'm paying 23 cents an ounce versus a dollar something an ounce, I would go with the regular Rasputin.
And I'm right there with Dave. I would have. I would have had that same route. I think given between the straight out between the two, I would have probably gone back to the original Rasputin and been happy all day long.
Because when I went to the store and I looked at the shelf and I was like, what? For I went ahead and bought it for the show, but I was like.
For science.
Wow. Fans, I love you, you know, because
that's really strange, though, because after tasting the original base beer and this, I mean, I don't think I've ever had a beer that has transformed so differently. I mean, because the standard notes that you would expect to get.
Is it four or five times better? That's the big question here.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. And I think that, you know, you usually expect barrel aging to mellow it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get some more alcohol burns, some vanilla, some of the good oak flavors.
I mean, I
love it.
I really do, but I, you know.
Which brings to mind, like, how long did it stay in the barrel?
I want to know. I'd love to know.
But that's what makes regular old Raspy great. Of all the Imperial Stouts, it's easy drinking.
They can bang that stuff out.
Yeah, it's just a solid beer.
And it's not a beer that has to be cold for you to drink or whatever. Like, it's not such a big Imperial Stout that you can't drink it, like, in moderate weather
or
whatever.
So, I think between these two, I know what I would have done is I would have enjoyed a old Rasputin that had been aged about a year.
Yeah.
And I would absolutely call that just perfection. Because the original Rasputin is it's a touch bitter, you know, up front.
Yeah.
When you catch one fresh in that four pack. that's probably the approach that I would have taken here from a price standpoint.
Better, like better, like you rate it higher, the barrel age versus the regular.
I would obviously, rather which obviously we did. Regular Rasputin over the barrel age.
Yeah, but just not worth
for the
money.
For the price, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. What's next, Juliana?
Okay, so next is going to be the top pick of the flight. And
We
rated this, I'm sorry.
A four?
The old Rasputin, the barrel age version, yes, a four.
Gave that my ultimate rating, which was I finished my sample.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. So let's talk about number seven was the collective, and I use that term loosely, Sparky. Top
fake news.
Yeah. Top pick of the flight.
What?
So let's talk about that.
Some people were over outvoted. Now, this was number seven?
Yes. Number seven. Let's talk about number seven.
A lot of coffee.
Huge coffee.
Tons of coffee, especially as it's opened up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's like it's almost like you're just drinking.
I
kind of
wish I'd like
coffee.
Let this all this sip for 20 minutes and then come back to it.
So my lead-in tasting note was actually chocolate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of that
chocolate for days.
It's very creamy. I don't think it's overtly sweet.
I love the mouthfeel on it.
Yeah. I thought it was fairly balanced. It was an average chocolatey.
It was fairly balanced.
You know?
Okay. Man, it's our top pick, but it was all right.
Wasn't my top pick. But,
okay. Yeah. So this one isn't the most expensive because we've already talked about that. This is
really 50. So you're saying that the Rasputin barrel age was the most expensive?
Yes, it was.
So my point of that point of observation. So we liked it. It was
a great beer.
Right.
It was a great beer. So I think that's worthy of noting to say. It was actually made our top three, and it happened to be one of the more expensive.
But well, and was it worth it? That's
based on the rest of the flight that I'm here. I would have not have chosen that. I totally would have picked another product that is here in front. Yeah.
But if you want to go in with a few friends and try a bottle, do it.
Well, sure. Totally. Yeah. I mean, and also, how long has North Coast been doing this old recipe?
Oh my gosh, it was 20 years. Time.
So I mean, this is a testament to them for what they've been doing and how consistent it's been over the years.
Yes.
Right. But that being said, so this one that you want as your top pick of the flight.
Some of us.
Right. Exactly, Sparky. Yeah.
As a group, surrender, Sparky.
Whatever.
Okay. Resistance Sparky and I are reserving ours for later.
That's true.
It's 59 cents an ounce. Okay. Otherwise, $12.99 for 22 ounces.
Not terrible.
It's a bomber. It's not a bomber. Not bad. And this is clocking in at 12.1% ABV.
Woo! So you're getting some booze.
Please tell me it is Big Bad Baptist.
Exactly.
There we go. That makes sense.
Epic Brewing Company out of Utah and Denver, Colorado.
The Big Bad Baptist.
Yeah.
And just of note, Reverend Mark, who was visiting but like
this is
stay.
Like his favorite
I know
beer.
And oh really this was his top yeah. pick yeah. He, oh, didn't
did he,
even
the flight?
Yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
even know
me and right. influenced some of the right. some of the voting here
yeah Reverend Mark and I both agreed that this was our favorite yeah.
but he's a Methodist
well because it's a bad Baptist so that's why he loves it
well and you know it, looking at the entire flight I would have pegged this as being probably the best bang for the buck. I mean, I really love what Epic has been doing with Big Bad Baptist
consistently.
All the way from the get-go. I loved this product right from the start. It actually, I probably made our best of, you know, show.
At least a couple years.
Back in 2015, I want to say. Yeah. Maybe around season 4 or 5-ish.
Probably the first couple years we went to GABF together.
And we always brought it back.
Brought it back, yeah.
And they've made a lot of variants of Big Bad Dabbas.
Big Dab Dabbas?
Oh, sure.
Big
sure. I mean, Big their reserves
Big
and
Schnapp,
their...
Thank you, Dave.
Folks, by the time we get to the end of this episode...
None of us will be speaking
Baptist
well.
This Baptist will be a Methodist. And,
but you know what, Dave? You want to fight? We'll fight right now.
Well, they've used some other barrel variants
Big Bad Buddhist.
On this over time, right?
And not everybody's putting adjuncts in a barrel-aged stout, but right here on the label it says with cacao nibs and coffee added. So
We pegged that. I like that.
It really kind of makes me happy that of the whole flight, this is our number one.
So great 53 beer. Cents an ounce?
Yes.
Sold. Done.
100%.
I'm buying in.
100%. Where did you guys get this?
My niece went to Oregon, and she actually bought it there and brought it back. So you can't get it in Nashville. So that's the thing.
No.
Sadly.
I'm going to go that is the best bang for the buck. So, and it was, right?
Right.
So,
no, I think you're right.
Top three. So, have we gone through all of our top three now?
This is the top of the top three.
So this is the top of the top three at 53 cents an ounce.
Is that what you said? 59 cents. An
so
ounce.
The best bang for the buck actually was the flat out Rasputin.
Was the best.
Was the Rasputin because it was 23 cents an ounce.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So this was number two. And then number three from a price per rating.
Exactly. So was the barrel age.
I would kind of like what Kendall said, like for that barrel age Rasputin, if you've got two or three friends and you throw $5 each in, buy a bottle of it.
You need four friends at $5 each.
Yeah. Or if you've just had a really bad day and want to erase your memory of that day,
you can
have it by yourself.
Pound it.
So
as soon as you walk out of the store.
Solo dome it.
I think the thing that would influence me about those three choices is, first off, you can find Rasputin everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
Widely distributed, and you'll be able to get that. You can get that in a ballpark, you know, in some places, you know. But Big Bad Baptist, I am going to say the distribution on that is probably a bit smaller, more like 20
Western
states.
Western U.S. Yeah,
quite limited.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about quite, but I mean, I'm guessing a few key
markets, and you know, you probably find it in like Chicago, Philly,
yeah,
DC, but you're not going to see it over most east of the Rockies. You're not going to find much of it.
You're going to have to travel.
If only there was a way to get like a semi truck of this to this side of the Mississippi.
Eastbound down.
I'm going to need a Trans Am. Okay. Get a truck.
Okay. Yeah. I can see this kind of.
I'm going to go for it in that order. I'm going to say that absolutely Rasputin, bang for buck, all the way. The Big Bad Baptist, if you found it either on tap or in a bottle, second choice, boom, all the way. And if you ran into the barrel aged, you know, Rasputin, it's a
special event beer.
Yeah, it is going to be something that you're going to have to be. Oh my gosh, yeah. I heard about this on Sip Sudden Snow.
I would say if you're going to a bottle share, you could take the barrel aged old Rasputin. And people would be appreciative that you brought it.
I would love to, I love to have dinner parties, and I would love to serve this like with a nice chocolate torte or something like that as a dessert beer.
Oh, sure. I'm not so sure, Dave. It doesn't have any like marshmallows or Oreo cookies in it.
Well, you could, but you could put marshmallows. You could buy a bag of marshmallows, put them in each glass, and pour some of that on it, and then there it would go. Be
sure. Yeah. But again, a testament to. North Coast and Epic for that matter, of continuously putting out some really great products that, I mean, we have been loving for years.
Yep.
And it's still consistently.
Now we just need Epic to ship straight to Nashville.
Oh, God, please.
Straight to our sellers.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Actually, they could just ship it to this house and I'll distribute.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's fine. I'll distribute it to my belly.
Yeah. Shut up, Sparky. Don't tell that.
So there was, I got to tell you, Juliana, there were a lot of beers that we didn't pick out of the top three.
And I know.
It's almost like you know what those are. There's a twinkle in your eyes.
I do now.
And there's going to be some special moments in the next segment. Boy.
There are some special moments. Yes.
Special moments.
Bite me, Dave. That's all I have to say.
We will talk about those special moments in just a minute.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So Kendall was actually showing me the distribution map for Epic there during the break. Yeah, so about 20 states. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay.
So it looks like they're, you know, in the West, of course, Texas, the Midwest, Pennsylvania, Virginia,
Carolinas.
North Carolina.
I like Pennsylvania. How
they actually sell Big Bad Baptist in Utah.
So. Well, here's the thing. I'm looking at this map and seeing it's in Indiana. I think we need to make a run.
That's only
3.5 hours away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they have one of the best tiki bars in the U.S.
So one other thing about Big Bad Baptist. So this is actually a batch product. Rasputin is something that... There's not a batch version of this. The barrel-aged version of Rasputin actually is based on a numbering scheme that is based on the barrel aging that they do with that.
Right.
But if you look on each of the Epic Big Bad Baptist, you'll see a batch number that's on there. And there's actually a website that has a breakdown with tasting notes and ratings.
of all of those. I don't even know which version
that we have is here. One bad batch.
It's probably like batch 37 or something. You know, as many as of these have been out.
So. 117.
Wow,
well,
there you go.
There you go.
I was a little
slightly
bit
off. Yeah.
Slightly off. So that's really
batch
great,
one
though.
Was better.
They must have done like seven batches of this. Oh, 117. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay, so for those of you just tuning in,
Oh yeah.
As let's recap.
Someone just tuned in.
We're doing a blind tasting of some barrel aged stouts. There are eight of them to be exact, and we have rated our top three. So now let's talk about some of the other ones that, to some people, are not great, but to Sparky and I are pretty dang awesome.
If we had to say the number four, what would that be?
Probably our number two. Yes?
Yeah.
Number two? Yeah?
Yeah.
You down with that? Okay.
Number two, no. Number four?
Let's talk about some... Yeah.
Finkel is... Okay. Wait.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about some tasting notes of number two.
All right.
That was my number one.
I know.
Yeah, I echo Dave's sentiment.
It's like kind of cola and cola and disappointment.
I actually wrote down a touch of cola.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about number two.
I got a ton of alcohol.
So sure.
A ton of burn on it.
Kendall doesn't like it either.
I just wrote a sharp bite.
Yeah. I have a guess on this. But
is this Black Bell?
I actually wrote down average, okay-ish, a touch of cola. There's some chocolate off this.
I got super boozy.
Yeah.
Malt.
Tastes like some crap out of Chicago.
What?
No.
Oh, schnapps.
Okay, look.
No, it's not. It's, look. It's in a can.
Mm.
No, it's not in a can.
Wow.
Wow, then everybody's wrong.
There's a ton of alcohol burn on it. And maybe that's why I like it so much.
It is 16% ABV.
Holy
cow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's why it tastes like cough medicine.
It's actually a coffee liqueur. Yeah.
Do I get a second guess?
I think you've expired every single guess on the table.
Let's just say what it is.
What is it?
It is... the Bourbon Barrel Aged Worldwide Stout.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. All right.
Really? What? Okay.
I liked it.
This was not great.
I have not had this before. I've had the Worldwide Stout, which is... I think Worldwide Stout is just... There's two different versions of this, right?
I don't think so.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So this is the barrel-aged version. I just have had Worldwide Stout, which I love, you know.
Oh, no. This is 18.3%.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you said 16.
Yeah, she did. She was trying to protect you.
So my first impression is that I actually would probably have enjoyed the Worldwide Stout more than the barrel-aged version. I am really curious to hear
whatever haters.
What is the price point on this? Because Worldwide Stout to me is like a $4 stout all day long.
It's pricier than that.
Really?
No, yeah. Actually, it is. It's $9.99 for a 12-ounce bottle.
Holy God!
Like 83 cents an ounce.
So here's the thing,
negative
though, like,
Ghost Rider.
but if you were to factor in the ABV, I mean,
I think that's a pretty good. Yeah. I mean,
but I'm like, kind of worried that I finished the glass now.
So if you were trying to sterilize
more chili for you,
yeah. Like negative. If you're trying to sterilize a wound, like this would be the stout that you should pick.
Yeah,
like 18%.
I'm sad because I love Dogfish Head, but I just don't like this beer at all.
It's almost like, just stop. Like, it's stop like a at 13%.
No.
I enjoyed it.
No.
I thought
it would be damned.
Sparky and I really enjoyed this.
Well, this was our number one, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
this was our number one.
Sparky's a cherry slut.
Do you think it's worth that 83 cents an ounce?
I do.
So I figured it now because one. I can't feel my mouth anymore.
Think, I want you to think about this for a question. So if you think about it in comparison to the Rasputin, would you have paid three times the amount of money for this beer?
I would have.
Wow.
Me personally, I would have.
You cannot ask her that question.
And that's not even knowing that this is Dogfish Head. I just really enjoy this.
So
I always look forward to it every year. I like the complexity of it. Yeah. I like the molassesness of it, you know, and that it's...
There's a lot of ass in that molassesness.
This is one of the best Sam Adams beers I've had this year.
Oh my gosh.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah, that was good. I love that.
You know what? I had a Utopias I should have brought us. I'm sorry.
What year?
Next time. I've got 15 and 17. Sorry. I don't have 19.
We already have enough coffee.
Hey, when are we going to do the Utopias vertical?
Okay.
Happen, guys?
Never.
Okay. So for some people, they rated this beer a 2. But for Sparky and I, we rated this a 5.
So we're going to rate it a 3?
It's a 3.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So
we'll always have worldwide stats.
All right. I know. We will. We're going to share this moment.
Oh, girlfriends.
Okay. So next that we're going to discuss that wasn't in our top 3 or top 4 is number 3. What did you guys think about number 3?
I said low booze or lots. I couldn't decide if it was.
I like this beer a lot.
Yeah, dude. It's creamy. It's a little bit of chocolate, just a hint of coffee.
There's quite a bit of sweetness.
Well, it's flat and lifeless. I thought that it was.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Kind of chocolate, you know, off of this. And
very low carb.
You know, it's a milk chocolate, which I'm not a milk chocolate, you know, freak. So
I liked it. I thought it was kind of what I've heard. It was middle of the road of all the beers we had. Okay. It was kind of right there.
Yeah,
in the middle.
I had 3 on that one. Okay. Yeah, for me,
it was below.
I think this is an overall nice, easy drinking.
It's a nice beer.
What's the price?
But you have to think though, like barrel aged stout, like it's either going to be just gigantic thing, or it's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, I would be disappointed if this came to my table. So wow.
Okay, well,
here we go. Uh-oh.
So this one we rated a 3, and this one comes in at
11.8%,
13.2% ABV.
Okay,
and this is the Black Bell. From Blackstone.
Is it this year's?
It is this year.
Yeah. What were the two adjuncts they did? The coconut and what this year?
I saw coconut. I think I saw vanilla.
Yeah, there was coconut, vanilla, and honey.
Honey was the other one.
Okay, yeah. Right. And there was also a nitro version. Beer.
I could enjoy drinking it.
Okay. Yeah. So, for us local people, you know, this is a nice local version of an Imperial Stout.
Yeah, but anyways. So, you know, it's a little tough for us to kind of swallow this pill because we've had,
not those of us who didn't just disrespect it.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was terrible, but I've had amazing. I've enjoyed it in years past.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
I've had Black Bells in the past that I thought traditionally that were probably better than this particular version. So.
Okay. Well, we're going to move on. We're going to talk about number 4 for a second. It obviously wasn't in our top pick. And what did we think of number 4?
I thought there was something funky in it.
Yeah. There's a little something
burny and funky.
It's too sweet. It's got a little weird finish on the end. I didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I wrote down it was very roast forward. It reminded me of something from Lagunitas, even though I know that's not in the flight now. So.
Really? Did you say the Blackhawks?
Yeah, what is this beer?
It is the Goose Island.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry. There'll be plenty of it sitting on shelves for the next couple of years.
Oh, gosh. This is the 2019 version of the Bourbon County Stout.
It's okay, but for the original barrel-aged Imperial Stout, it's just not.
At least it's not infected yet, so that's huge.
I am dying to hear what is the price. Hey, that's a big plus.
Yeah, so what's the...
Okay, so in talking about, we didn't get into the Dogfish Head, 83 cents an ounce, $9.99 for a 12 ounce.
Right.
The Black Bell was 67 cents an ounce and $7.99 for a 12 ounce.
I'd pay that. Yeah.
The Goose Island is $1.23 an ounce.
Yeah.
Whoa.
$12.99 for a 16.
You know, thank you, sir.
They got to make up for those Bud Light sales falling off.
That's right.
It's true. Those Limeritas aren't paying.
They got to pay for all those dilly dilly ads. Yeah.
So now knowing that, would you just take the Rasputin all day long?
Yeah.
And 100%. Just say, I'm good. Or the
Big Bad Baptist.
I just keep buying Big Bad Baptist over and over and just be done okay,
yeah. with that.
All right, let's talk about the last two.
So let's talk about number five briefly for a minute. Anybody with number five?
It was very light bodied, I thought.
Super light. Not. It's got a decent flavor. Not bad, but really light for a
so yeah, stuff. Thin. It's yeah. very yeah. thin, dude.
Very thin, very kind of watery.
Yeah. What is that one?
By comparison.
I actually wrote down well made. Okay. This was something really? That I really
Dragon's
thought.
Milk.
Oh, okay, right. So we're you talking about
Team Michigan.
Nice well-rounded.
And 11% ABV. And this is the Dragon's Milk from New Holland, which
it's always been good, but never great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, exactly. It's a milk stout, too. So, I mean, you have to.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a barrel-aged milk stout.
Yeah, it is a barrel-aged milk stout.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Okay, so we rated we rated this a 3, as well as the Goose Island. We rated 3.
Hmm. What's the bucks per ounce on this one?
Yeah,
but it's, what's the what?
This dollar per ounce on that one.
Oh, the breakdown on the
Dragon's Milk
on this one is it's 41 cents an ounce and $8.99.
Yeah, Dragon's Milk has always had a good price point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Might squeak in there. You know, if I'm staring at that, you know, versus some of the other things on the menu here. So,
well, considering
I would say that Dragon's Milk is going to probably favor a lot more of the eastern half of the U.S.
Yeah. Sure.
In terms of distribution. So it's going to probably make up for that gap that we talked about where Rasputin is going to probably be available
everywhere,
you know, not only just in the U.S., but probably in North America and some other, you know, countries as well. Big Bad Baptist is going to kind of cover that eastern half of the U.S.
Western,
and a bit of some selected, you know, Midwest circulation. With Dragon's Milk, they're definitely going to capture the northeastern and the eastern half of the U.S.
Yep. Actually, they're with Pabst now, so Pabst kind of pumps them out all over the planet. So,
really?
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're going to find that right alongside Rasputin on quite other places?
Yeah, you should. And,
but I think that's good, though, because I think like people are going to be able to buy some Dragon's Milk, they can buy some Big Bad Baptist, and they can buy some Rasputin. And they'll be able to do their own comparisons. I mean, that's really what we want to see.
I'll take the Rasputin all day long.
Yeah.
You know, over this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So quickly.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the last one.
The last
one. Number ocho?
Yes.
The only thing left?
Number 8.
Did it come in a can?
I actually wrote it that it was sweet, overdone.
Yeah,
and
very
overwhelming.
Sweet. Malt balls. That's kind of what I was getting out of it.
Yeah.
But there was. Okay. So for Sparky and I, shut up. So for Sparky and I, there was a maltiness. Mm-hmm. There was also molasses. And there was
a lot of rich sugars.
I know. There was a lot of complexity. Excuse you?
Lots of sugar.
I like sugar.
Yeah.
Tell them what it is.
So this is Das Vidania from Destil.
12.5%.
You know what I like? Here's what I'll tell you is great about this one. If you can get it, it's in a can. So if you want to age beers, age them in a can. These big beers, because they will sit much better in a can than they will in a bottle.
Oh, come on. I want to take a bet on the price per ounce on this. Come on, Sparky. Play along with me. I'm betting this isn't 80 cents.
I'm trying to find it.
It's about $3.50.
No, actually,
oh, that's sea monster,
loudmouth monster.
The Das Vidania is okay. It's $1.23 an ounce. $12.99 for a 16-ounce. Can.
Wow. Lord.
No, negative Ghost Rider.
But
I'm with Kindle here. There's no freaking way.
Okay. You guys aside, Sparky and I are going to talk for a minute.
Okay.
She's turning our mics off.
You would pay six times the amount of money just for this beer?
I would, because of the complexity of this beer.
Yeah, it's
I mean, for it not being an epic,
no,
Big Bad Baptist,
and I'll be honest,
think this is yummy.
No, and I'll be honest, I'm not a huge fan of Distill. I think they put out a ton of garbage. And this,
this is different too.
This is excellent. I mean, I like the complexity. To break your loaded sword is weighing in.
You know, but it's something to be said for bourbon barrel aged.
Yeah, that
sometimes you can come through with a beer. Yeah,
and I'll take it in a can for $1.23 an ounce.
That's what she said.
And the Russian in me is really happy. Yes, Dasodani it is.
If it's got a nesting doll.
All right, so I learned.
I know.
Wow, I know I feel exactly dirty where I'm headed. Right now. I'm ordering Rasputin all day long out of this.
All right.
Whatever. Okay. Thank you for a great episode. And this is wrapping it up for today. You can always find us where you found this episode, as well as radio, satellite, online at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and nearly any place you listen to a podcast. The easiest way to find the show on your phone is to ask Alexa, Siri, or Google, play podcast Sip, Saws, and Smokes.
I don't know that podcast.
We'd love your feedback, and if you'd like to reach us online, you can get us there at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram every day at Sip Suds and Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news.
Please take the time to rate this episode if you're listening online.
Good Old Boy Kendall, please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermakes3.com.
Okay, I'm saying goodbye to everyone today. Good old boy Dave.
Goodbye.
She's saying that in like a real definitive tone, you know.
Good old boy Kendall, thanks for being here.
Cheers, it's a pleasure.
Good old boy Mike.
I love Rasputin. Please come back, join us for another episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Sparky.
I can't feel my molars, and Uber is always a good choice.
That's right.
This is Good Old Gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling, and see you next time.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.